Our guest is Dr. Greg Murray. He is Associate Professor and Chairman of the Political Science Department. For those of you who are just joining us, and I'm telling you, a rich conversation we're having about political behavior. I was asking them as we went to break how their behavior is. And I'm just so intrigued when it comes to our behavior. And I just want to look at us. I don't want us to just keep pointing the finger at our political leaders. I think that what we say about them often is deserved. I think that on the other side of that, we look at all the good that does take place in our country. We have a lot of good politicians making a lot of good decisions. And if that were not true, we'd be a whole lot worse off than we are. So I want to say hats off to the many politicians all across the spectrum, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, who have been making the decisions that have done so much good for so many. I truly applaud them. But at the same time, we do recognize that another reality of our political life is partisan divide. Mm-hmm. And I was asking them to think about our own political behavior. Forget about the political leaders for now. Look at we the people. And we know that this partisan divide is there. I'm not so sure that it could be sustained if only the political leaders were taking part in this partisan divide. Where do we fit in?
We fit in a lot of places, and we had this conversation a little bit during the break. And I always hate to say this, and I say it in front of large rooms of undergraduate students sometimes, it makes me unpopular. Quite frankly, we get the political leaders we deserve because that's who we vote for. So that said, I do want to step back. At the presidential level, the really high levels, I mean, I think you see this played out in its worst, at its worst side. I want to concur with you and agree with you what you're saying about good political leaders. I worked in politics for a number of years. You see a lot of criticism about politicians. You know, oh, they're going on vacation all the time. Well, let me tell you from my experience, what they're doing is oftentimes is going back to their districts and holding endless meetings with constituents, whether they're town halls or other interests within the district. Politicians, most of them, work incredibly hard, and they are trying, and there's a lot of studies about this, a lot of times what they're trying to do is get reelected, which means they're really trying to represent the interests of their voters. So we've got to applaud that. Now you get to a certain point, and there are certain people some people do indeed take advantage of their position when they shouldn't be doing it. Some people are in way over their heads. Some people are just doing it to punish other folks. Some people are just playing partisan politics because that's what they know how to do. And they don't think through all the ramifications and everything. So, you know, yes, there are a lot of good politicians, but unfortunately, the way the news works and all that, we also see a lot of examples of bad politicians.
Yes.
But in the end, these are folks we elect. And yeah, the founders set up the system to where if we made a mistake, we could, quote, unelect them relatively soon. I get discouraged. I do talk to undergraduate students a fair amount. And it's very clear that they get into this, you know, people who oppose me politically, they're either evil or stupid sort of thing. And it makes me cringe. I hate to see that. I know when I worked in politics, and when you see what's going on, democracy is about compromise. Why on earth, Carl, if you were calling me an idiot or evil, would I want to compromise with you to get some business done for the public? And it's just, it's not a productive way to do it. It poisons our politics. It makes it uncomfortable for people to watch. And that's one of the things that turns folks off. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also one of the reasons why our moms and dads taught us there are several things you don't talk about in polite company, you know, sex, religion, and, politics. Because it can be a real problem, and people have these sort of knee-jerk, or too many people have knee-jerk partisan reactions to what they're hearing from folks. And it's gotten to the point, there was actually a really important study that was done not too long ago, that the dislike and hate we have for some of our political opponents, literal citizens, you know, you and mm-hmm. me, what we go and if we see somebody who's of a different party from us, that dislike, that hate, that distrust reaches levels and strength even as high as racism, for instance. Yeah. And it's gotten that bad. Well, that's a problem in my view of politics, because if you can't talk, you're lost to work out the problems. And, you know, if you're losing friends on Facebook because it was so sad. I felt so bad. I had several friends during this last election that come and said, Greg, you know, I lost friends on Facebook because of this election. That's not what democracy is supposed to be about. It's not.
Yeah. It's supposed to pull us together rather than push us apart.
Or at least make it, we've got common problems to solve.
Yes.
And we can't solve them if all we're doing is hating on each other all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems like that's another area of that inconsistency that we were talking about a little earlier. I love America, but I hate all of those Americans.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to see how we can do both. We'll be right back.